We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. And let me tell you, it's a hopping Saturday. Big, big cards at both Gulfstream Park and Oaklawn Park. And of course, extended cards both at Santa Anita and Aqueduct make this day full of racing opportunities. And we welcome you to the Race Day Show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, home base. And, of course, that is the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. And, of course, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show and all of the others who are running around town here this morning, listening to us on the radio at our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. All our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone with your apps that you can get at your app store so you can see and hear us on the YouTube app and, of course, listen to us on the KSHP app and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, we're there as well. So welcome to the show, however, wherever, whenever. All right, it's a busy day. It's a busy day of racing. Listen, at the four big racing centers today, New York, Florida, California, and in Arkansas, there are a total of 49 races, 14 at Gulfstream, 14 at Oaklawn, 11 at Aqueduct, and another 10 at Santa Anita. 49 races. We're going to try to cover some of the key races over those 49 before we're done with the show. We have our handicappers standing by, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. And we'll try to get all of that stuff for you. A couple of quick notes as far as the news is concerned. Turfway Park, it's closing night at Turfway Park. They have a pick five carryover that's a mandatory payoff, $65,643. Okay, $65,643 in the late pick five. That carryover today, it'll be races 4 through 8 tonight at Turfway Park. And the latest on Tyler Gaffleon. Now they say that Tyler Gaffleon may miss the entire Triple Crown. Not only will he miss having an opportunity in the Kentucky Derby, but he may very well miss a Triple Crown because of that broken ankle that he got and that unusual spill, the situation in the post parade a couple of days ago at the Gulfstream Park. So Gaffleon is going to be out for the Triple Crown. I know that it's a disappointment for sure when you're a jockey that has a chance to get on some live horses for the Triple Crown, certainly the Kentucky Derby. Talking about the Kentucky Derby, one of the old-fashioned trainers, trainer Dwayne Lucas, the coach, you know, he's always been the type of trainer that if the horse came back to the barn and started eating up his feed like normal and gets out onto the racetrack and looks okay, he keeps running him. He's not one of these trainers that run a horse and then wait 2 months to run him again. And that seems to be the case with his Virginia Derby winner, American Promise. Now, he won the Virginia Derby with American Promise, guaranteeing him a spot in the Kentucky Derby if he gets there. But Dwayne Lucas said, you know what? My horse needs one more race. I don't want him sitting around resting around too much. So American Promise, although he has enough to go into the Kentucky Derby, is going to go in the Lexington Stakes at Keeneland on the 12th of April. Remember, the Kentucky Derby is the first Saturday in May. So he's going to run the horse in the last race that has Kentucky Derby points, even though he doesn't need them. The Lexington holds 20 points for the Kentucky Derby. Usually it's a race that when a horse is almost on the cusp of getting in, they want to run in there to get the 20 points to get in. But American Promise, that's not the case. But Lucas is going to go with his American Promise in the Lexington. Looking quickly at some of the stuff that happened yesterday, and then we got to get started with all the racing today. Yesterday, Francisco Arrieta had a couple of wins. He won the second race, paying $18.80. Came back in the eighth race, the featured overnight stakes race there with Rose Palace. It was Arrieta's second win of the day for Tim Hornsby, paying $44.20 as a big upset in the supporting feature at Oaklawn. The big feature, the $200,000 Temperance Hill, was won by Lambeth, with Brian Hernandez aboard for Joe Sharp, paying $6 even, outrunning Gabe Morden and Time for Trouble. And apprentice Tyler Bacon had a couple of wins yesterday. He won the fifth race for Norm McKnight at $7 even, won the 11th final race also at $7 even. And that was the last day of his apprenticeship. So Tyler Bacon goes into the big day of racing at Oaklawn Park as a journeyman rider today. And Oaklawn Park continues to do that. You heard about Jonathan Hardoon talking about if you put together, you really get payoff there. The two pick fives yesterday, early pick five at Oaklawn, paid $13,336. The last pick five of the day, the final five of the races, that pick five paid $24,377.95. Stand by for today at Oaklawn Park. Gulfstream Park, Irad Ortiz Jr. continues to rack up the wins. This guy won three races yesterday. He won the first race for Safi Joseph at $3 even, won the fifth race for Nolan Ramsey at $8.40, came back in the last race for David Fox and paid $6 even. In the last 3 days of racing, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Gulfstream Park, remember, it's closing day of the championship meet tomorrow, but in the last 3 days at Gulfstream Park, Irad Ortiz Jr. has won 10 races, and he's loaded for bear again today. That at Gulfstream yesterday. And as far as Aqueduct was concerned, well, Linda Rice and Jose Lascano had another winner. Seems like every time they get together, they are winding up in the winner's circle there at Aqueduct at the Big A. They won the third race with Goldcrest paying $340. And just as a note of our handicappers, Jerry Jake, you know, we always talk about his star horses, his pop-out keys, his feature horses, and his value plays on his sheet. Well, yesterday he only had one value play on his Aqueduct Power Pages. That horse won the sixth race and paid $47.80. Our handicappers doing great work on their sheets and certainly here at the Race Day Show. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. The five out of six paid $3,197.50. They got a carryover in the pick six today at Aqueduct. Finally, at Santa Anita, Juan Hernandez won the first race in a five-horse field. Make that a four-horse field. There were only four horses in the first race at Santa Anita. The leading jockey, Juan Hernandez, aboard a Doug O'Neill trainee, won the race and paid $21.80. Hernandez came back in the last race and won that race and paid $19.60. Bookends winners yesterday at Santa Anita for leading jockey Juan Hernandez. And I want to thank Jerry Jackowitz for his reverse play yesterday at Santa Anita. His key horse, Smoke'em Hot Girl, at 9-1, finished second to the favorite in the race. It was one of his link-ups. So the link-up reverse exacta paid $11.80 for a buck. And the dollar trifecta with the link-up and link-ups finishing first and third with his key horse running second paid $20.30. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Jonathan Hardoon had a heartbreaking second-place finish with a horse that went off at 7-1 yesterday, Zalamo. I thought for sure Zalamo was going to win, but the nose was down on Maltese Falcon, who beats him out by a nose on the turf. You guessed it. Mr. Barrios again, Hector Barrios, nailed him again. Leonard Pell trainee paid $8 even yesterday at Santa Anita. The pick six paid $5,199.80. All right, we got a lot to do today, so we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, the handicappers are getting ready for all the big races at Gulfstream and Oaklawn Park. So without any further ado, we're going to get to our first break on this busy, busy Saturday, reminding you to get to YouTube and start chatting away on the chat box. Remember, all you have to do is subscribe, and that's free. Just get to YouTube, get to South Point Studios Streaming Network, click the Race Day icon there. You'll be on our page. And you'll see the chat box on the right-hand side of the page. Hit subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. It's free again. And if you have, do it, and you'll be off chatting with our chatters today. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and they're chatting away on the chat box. Our man here in the studio has posted a question for our chatters today. Which Derby prep race today are you looking forward to the most? And right now, it looks like it's about 50-50 between the Arkansas Derby and the Florida Derby. You can get to our, of course, website and chat away. Don't forget, all you have to do is submit there. And looking at the weather across the country, here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 76. A little bit chilly outside. It's in the 50s outside right now. We're going to get up to 76 today here. Always fast, firm, and perfect in the books. In Los Angeles, 67. You got Miami, 79. So there's going to be good racing there at Gulfstream. New York New York's going to get up to 80 degrees today. Wow. And Chicago, 69. As far as the precipitation around the country, a little bit going on in the Midwest, up down to the Midwest, right through to the Gulf Coast as far as the South is concerned. But I think we're going to be okay at Hot Springs today in Arkansas for the big racing at Oaklawn Park. And now it's time to get to our racing menu because it's we got a big racing menu today. So here's the racing menu for today. First post times are Pacific. You know the deal. We are in the Pacific time zone. These will be the start times that we broadcast here, the Pacific time zone start time. And remember that if you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss mom and dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 14 races today. It will start just about a half an hour after we conclude our show this morning. First post time is 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for the big Gulfstream Park Florida Derby day. 14 races, 10 stakes races. They will roll out like this. The Cutler Bay will be the seventh. The Orchid will be the, the Cutler Bay at seven furlongs will be the third. The Orchid will be the fourth race. The Pan American will be the sixth. The Ghost Zapper will be the seventh. Then you have the Gulfstream Park Oaks with 100 points up for grabs for the Kentucky Oaks. That'll be the ninth race on the card. A 5G is the 8-5 favorite in there. The Queen's MG is second choice on the morning line at 9-5. Remember, Tyler Gaffleon, not riding today, so 5G's Gaffleon was supposed to ride. We'll get a jockey for that, a jockey change a little bit later on. The Sanibel Island will be the 10th. The Army Mule will be the 11th race on the card. The Sand Springs Stakes will be the 12th. The Appleton will be the 13th. And the 14th and final race, yep, it'll be the Gulfstream Park Florida Derby at Gulfstream. And a first post time for all the action starts at 8:30 first post. Gulfstream Park's Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot Carryover stands at $156,260. If a single ticket doesn't take it down today, will be a mandatory tomorrow on closing day of the championship meeting at Gulfstream Park. First post time again, 8:30. Laurel Park has 9 races. Laurel Park has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $3,135. First post time, 9:10. Then we get to the big racing day at Oaklawn Park, where they have 14 races at Oaklawn today. They have an early post time of 9:20. They have 6 stakes races and 4 maiden races today with purse values of $110,000. 4 different maiden races for $110,000 in the purse and 6 other stakes races. Big day at Oaklawn. Stakes races will roll out like this. The Matron will be the 6th race on the card. The Oaklawn Mile will be the 8th. The Eclipse will be the 10th. The American Pharaoh will be the 11th. The Fantasy for 3-year-old fillies holding 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks will be the 12th race on the card. 8-5 favorite there is Simply Joking. 2-1 second choice is Quiet Side in the field of 10 fillies. Then the 13th race will be the Arkansas Derby for a purse of $1.5 million. 100 points for the Kentucky Derby up for grabs there. 9 go to the post before any scratches. And Cornucopian is the 7-5 favorite off of an impressive maiden win for Bob Baffert. That's the 13th. 14 races overall at Oaklawn and a first post time of 9:20 at Oaklawn Park today. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $5,041. First post time for the 9 races today at Tampa Bay is set at 9:25. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. By the way, there is a carryover again at Aqueduct today. The Pick 6 carryover, $19,185. 11 races today at Aqueduct. And a first post time there is set at 9:40 at Aqueduct today. Mostly cloudy, 62 degrees, but the track is fast. And again, Pick 6 carryover, $19,185 and 6 pennies as well. First post time for the 11 races at Aqueduct is at 9:40. Sunland Park has 11 quarter horse races. Their first post time at Sunland Park is set at 11:25. Next comes Santa Anita. Santa Anita has 10 races today, a couple of stakes races. The San Carlos goes as the third, just five in that race. 3-5 favorite there is Pilot Commander with Juan Hernandez. The Wilshire will be the eighth race on the card. 7 go to the post on that one, and the 7-5 favorite there is Tirupatia. And the 7-5 favorite there with Umberto Rispoli. First post time at Santa Anita for their 10 races, 1 o'clock. They have a carryover in their super high five of $15,005 in the Santa Anita super high five carryover. Again, first post time is at 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. Turfway Park. It's closing night at Turfway Park. They have mandatory payoffs and everything. You got a super high five carryover of $3,839. You have a pick six jackpot carryover of $29,859. And you have a regular pick five carryover of $65,643 that starts in the fourth race and the last five of the eight race card today at Turfway Park. And it's all mandatory today. The best tickets will take down all the cash in those pools as well as everything else. Closing night at Turfway Park. The closing night feature is the Serena Song Stakes. It's the sixth on the card. And first post time at Turfway tonight is 2:55. Charlestown has nine races today. Pick six jackpot carryover, $85,207. First post time is 4 p.m. for nine races. Wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Hey, they got a pick six carryover at Los Al of $55,178. Nine races. The first four races will be quarter horse, thoroughbred mixed, and the last five will be quarter horses. Nine races overall in the first post time of 6:30 at Los Al tonight. And that is the menu for today. Exciting racing all over the place and exciting pools for the gamblers as well. Let's go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. You look rather dapper this morning. I like the red hat with the matching sleeves.
Yes.
You look like you're ready to go.
Sometimes, you know, when you dress in the dark, it works out.
You guessed right.
In any case, we've got on our website, on the chat box, Sean put up a question for everybody, asking them which derby of today's derbies they want to see most. And it's a split between the Arkansas and the Florida Derby right now. I guess
I'm all in on the Florida Derby. To me, that's a much better race. And I think it's going to be more of an impact on the Derby, on the Kentucky Derby, than the Oaklawn race, personally.
Okay, well, I think the Oaklawn race, the dynamic there for the Oaklawn race is Ken Kornikopian, you know, break a maiden impressively and come back and win against the season three-year-olds. That's I think, is the dynamic there. But at Gulfstream Park today, the Florida Derby, which is the 14th and final race, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But in the 14th and final race there, the Florida Derby, you've got Sovereignty, who's got that bad post of the 10, but he's a closer anyhow. Gets a new jockey, Manny Franco. Alvarado has been hurt as well. And then, of course, you've got Tappan Street with Luis Saez aboard, getting a lot of play and a lot of interest. Disruptor with Ired Ortiz Jr. has been winning in bunches this week at Gulfstream. So that's going to be an interesting race there, I think. And, of course, Mike Smith coming in now to ride Maddicott Road for Bob Baffert. Of course, Gaffleon on the sidelines.
I agree.
Okay. So that's a lot. Okay. I asked you before we went on the show, because we're not going to do all 10 stakes races. That's not fair for your clients out there. But what we're going to do is I asked you to pick me some races that we're going to go over. And you want to do the 9th, 10th, 12th, and the 14th. The 14th race, by the way, the Florida Derby, is going to be your pick of the day. But before we get to that, I just want to mention the seventh race on the card. The seventh race is the Ghost Zapper, and you got White Abario on there. The morning line on White Abario is 1-9. I mean, is this nothing but an afternoon workout for this horse?
Well, obviously, if he runs the race he ran last time out, school's over, because this horse, he just ran a huge figure. And if he runs anywhere near it, he's going to be very tough. He loves the track, and it looks like he's a legitimate short-priced horse.
All right. We'll start out with looking at the first 100-pointer of the day. The 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks is in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. That'll be the ninth race on the card at a mile and 1/16 for three-year-old fillies. The favorite in this race, 5G, is 8-5. Now, that was a horse that was supposed to be ridden by Tyler Gaffleone. I'm going to check and see if they got that jockey change yet. And that is in the ninth race. So in the ninth race, we have a scratch of number two early on. Number two early on is scratched in that race. That was a long shot at 15-1. But there has not been a posted jockey change yet in the ninth race for 5G, unless that came in a little bit earlier.
No, I didn't see it. So I'm sure someone will ride this horse because he's going to be the favorite and deservedly so. She's just better than these. The edge in the race is I want to play against the three, the Queen's MG, the Safi Joseph horse. She's never been around two turns, and I think she's vulnerable at 9-5. I like two horses there, the 4, 5G, and the 6, Cassier. Chug McGahey sent this horse out, and she was ultra impressive in her first start. Throws her in a stake race in career start number 2, so that's certainly a positive sign. 4-6, a little 6-4 in today's ninth race.
All right, the ninth race there, Gulfstream Park Oaks, and we're still waiting for a jockey for 5G, which is 8-5, morning line favorite there. All right, then you wanted to go next to the 10th race. This is the Sensible Island, 7.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-old fillies. And again, Tyler Gaffleone was named on number 3, Love Serve. And I believe that in that race, we do have a jockey change for that horse. Manny Franco is going to ride Gaffleone's runner in the 10th race, Love Serve. And I guess the favorite in the race is also that horse as well at 5-2, but it's a wide open event.
Totally wide open, Ralph. If you're playing the race, you must insist on getting some value here. And the horse that I was interested in was the 4, It's Witchcraft. 15-1 on the morning line. Returns with blinkers today. This horse ran very well as a 2-year-old on the grass. As she's, again, Mark Cassie's having a
ding,
terrific
ding,
meet.
Ding, 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 ding. She scratched.
No, don't tell me.
Scratch. She scratched.
Well, now it's wide open. Okay, good luck. I have no further opinion.
Okay, no further opinion there. It's Witchcraft at 15-1 is scratched. And I know that disappointed you because you really like that horse. At least that's what you're telling me off air. So anyhow, it's a wide open event. And, you know, that if you're playing pick fives or pick fours, et cetera, at Gulfstream, this might be one that you go deep in. All right, the next race that you want to attack is the 12th race on the card, the Sand Springs Stakes at a mile and 16th on the turf for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And again, in that race, Gaffleone was scheduled to ride the 12th horse in our time, now gets a jockey change to Mike Smith. Mike Smith will ride in our time in that race. And let's see if there's any scratch. Let me give you the scratches first. The 3, 9, and 13 are out. The 3, Vina Era, Arena, the 9, Buttercream Babe, and the 13, Ripsair is out. Okay? 3, 9, and 13 are out. The 12 gets Mike Smith aboard. How do you see this?
Another wide open event, but I do like two horses here, Ralph. I like the 4 horse, Be My Sunshine, an improving 5-year-old from the Safi Joseph barn, and number 6, Breath Away, who always seems to run a good figure but doesn't find the winner's circle off, and I think she's going to run very well today. I like 4s and 6s in that race.
Yeah, Be My Sunshine, 8-1 on the morning line with Ired Ortiz Jr. I don't expect this horse to be at 8-1, but it's going to be a good price because this is a wide-open event. The 4, Be My Sunshine, and the 6, Breath Away, is 4-1 with Dylan Davis aboard, that the 12th race on the card. And then we'll get to the main event, which is the Florida Derby. It's a grade 1 for $1 million, 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And let me check out and make sure there's no scratches there. There are no scratches in that race. All 10 are still set and ready to go. What say you?
Well, I think this is a terrific betting opportunity. I don't think you want to rely on Sovereignty because Sovereignty, I understand it's a $1 million race and everything else that goes with it, but this is not the main objective for this horse. Obviously, he's looking 6 weeks down the road. He's not going to be squeezed today. I think he's vulnerable, and I love the number 9 horse in here, Tappan Street, 3-year-old colt from the Brad Cox barn, Louis Saez rides. This horse needs points today. So you could be sure that Cox has all the screws tightened. I believe you'll get somewhere near the 5-1. And I like number 9, Tappan Street, to upset and win this year's Florida Derby.
The 9, Tappan Street, is your play, and that is your official play for Gulfstream today as well in that 14th race, the 9, Tappan Street, 5-1 with Luis Saez. Breaking from post 9 in the mile and 1/8 race, what type of running style does this horse have?
Well, he's got enough early speed to find position, okay. Not like Sovereignty, who's going to drop back and lag behind and make one run. I think Tappan Street's going to leave out of there and find a hole going into the first turn.
Now, I know you have picks for us at Aqueduct and Santa Anita, but before we get to that, so I won't be tarred and feathered, got to ask you about the Arkansas Derby.
Well, it's Sandman's day today, Ralph. This horse, people have been chasing him, and he ran super 2 starts back when he missed the break. Last time out, he was, I think, overly bet because everyone saw the run that he put in. Today, he may be a little bit ignored. He is listed at 3-1 on the morning line. I like Sandman today in this spot.
Okay, and that, of course, like I said, the dynamic in this race is Cornucopian. And, by the way, Cole Battle, the Cinderella story in racing that has won the 2.
But that's another one. That's another one, Ralph, that has enough points. He's not going to squeeze Cole Battle today. You know, you have to think about trainers' intent. They want to get to the Derby. If they're there, they certainly don't want to empty out the horse today, not with the Derby just right around the corner.
I got to tell you, there's $1,500,000 dangling out there in this race, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. Yeah. You listen, the purses are crazy, but it's nothing like winning the Derby.
So. And by the way, I got to tell you, Oaklawn's got a great card today. There are 4 races, 4 maiden races today at Oaklawn that has the purse of $110,000. That's like a stakes race anywhere else. So there'll be some well-bred horses in those races, too. It's going to be an interesting card at Oaklawn. First post time is at 9:20 Pacific. Okay, we'll get to your other 2 picks now.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct, look at race 10, a mile on the main track. A full field here of 11 horses, and I like the number 9 horse in here, Garuvin, a 5-year-old gelding from the Stephen Shower Barn. This guy just started training recently. He's been an owner for years, but I guess he's had enough of trainers, and he took out his own license. But he's been doing very, very well. Romero Morab board to ride 7-2 on the morning line. Number 9, Garuvin, wins today's 10th race out at Aqueduct.
Okay, now we got a flashback to the 70s with the 9 horse. Garuvin, the 9, in the 10th race with the Mara aboard, the 9 in the 10th at Aqueduct. And then we'll go to Santa Anita.
9th race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Touchdown Brown, a 7-year-old gelding from the Liberato Baracho Barn, Antonio Frasua board to ride. This horse is really in top form at the age of 7. He's won 3 in a row. Last race was on the grass, which is back to the dirt today. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Touchdown Brown, to upset and win today's 9th race out at Santa Anita.
All right. In the end zone for this one, in the 9th race, number 5, Touchdown Brown. 8-1 on the morning line with Freysu aboard. That's the 9th at Santa Anita, the 5 horse. Let me tell you something, folks. This man did 49 races today, and he did a hell of a job for what he did, because I can tell you that he has a sheet for Santa Anita, you got a sheet for Aqueduct, you got a sheet for Gulfstream, and you got one for Oaklawn, right?
JOHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph.
All right, my man. Take a little bit of a rest before the races start, will you? Thanks a lot. Great job, Jonathan.
Thank you. Stay safe and be well. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You got it. And we are just starting with our handicappers, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. Yet to come. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng. Standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And Ralphie, I tip my cap to the way you're dressed for today's show. Fabulous.
I got to tell you. Yes, it was, well, like I said, if when you dress in the dark, these things happen. In any case, you know, we're down to the Elite Eight now. We get down to the eight teams left. Two games today of the four teams, two games tomorrow of the four teams, and out of that, we'll get the final four for next weekend. It's been a heck of a college basketball tournament, hasn't it?
No, it's been very chalky, actually. The ones and the two seeds, Ralph, make up seven of the eight spots. The only two seed that's missing is my St. John's Redmen, St. John's Red Storm, and they're replaced by Texas Tech. So it's very, very close to Hoyle. I mean, four number ones, three number twos, and a number three seed.
All right. Well, all I can say is that while we're taking in one eye cast to the basketball today, most of our attention is going to be on the big racing cards, both at Oaklawn and at Gulfstream Park. You add another 11 races at Aqueduct and another 10 at Santa Anita. We'll be busy all day, that's for sure. Richie, before we get to your selection, I'm going to ask all of our handicappers their thoughts about the Florida Derby and the Arkansas Derby. So what's your take on the Florida Derby?
All right. Well, I'm going to try to do the same as I did last week, try to find a price horse because you don't need the us handicappers to tell you the favorites. In the Florida Derby, Ralph, a horse that kind of jumps off the page at me, real interesting, is number four, Disruptor. This horse cost $1.1 million for a Micropoli. Was a impressive winner, going seven furlongs last time out. And I was only going from maiden special to this grade one. But I tell you what, Ralph, this horse is fast. This horse is sired by Gunrunner. And Irad Ortiz rides. He's going to put this horse on the engine. And how many times have we seen front runners upset going two turns at Gulfstream? Let me try the four, Disruptor.
All right, you got the four, Disruptor. Also want to remind everybody that on Wednesday's show when we had Dwayne Carluccio on for his selections on these two races, he also liked Disruptor. So you and Dwayne are on the four Disruptor in that 14th race at Gulfstream. What do you? What's your take on the Arkansas Derby, which is the 13th race at Oaklawn?
Well, in the Arkansas Derby, I'm going to go with the exact opposite type of running style. Disruptor is going to be on the lead. The number three horse, Publisher, is going to be coming from the back, 6-1 with Flavion Pratt. This horse was just too far back last time out, was really running in the stretch, finished fourth, but I really think there's going to be a nice pace set up for him. The three, Publisher, Flavion Pratt. If you can get Pratt at 6-1, Ralph, that's a play for me.
Now, and that is, of course, a maiden who ran in the stakes race at Arkansas, and they convinced Pratt to come out and ride that horse that day. He's coming back for this horse, so you know this means business. In the 13th race at Oaklawn Park, the Arkansas Derby, you like the three, Publisher, who's looking to break his maiden in a $1.5 million derby. So that's good stuff. All right, Richie, we'll take your basketball pick and then your selection at San Anita, and we'll let you scoot on out.
Yeah, you know, last night, Ralph, I had Michigan, and they had a 9-point lead with 12 minutes to go. Yep. And I'm thinking we're finally going to catch one. And then it was like one of those comedy shows where the trap door opens and the guy falls through. Incredible run by Auburn to win the game, actually pull away easily. Let's try Florida today, Ralph. Florida is -6.5. They play Texas Tech, but a lot of people think Florida is the best team still playing. But I tell you what, with four number one seeds, they'll be able to settle out on the court. But Florida, I think, has too much firepower for Texas Tech.
All right, so you like Florida today in the one of the two basketball games, and we'll take your selection at Santa Anita, reminding everybody out there that Richie has a full sheet for Santa Anita today at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Richie?
Yeah, race number 6 is 6.5 furlongs on the grass, and a horse that I gave out last time was the number 3, Lady Gregory. I'm going to go right back to her. My angle was 2 races back. This horse got bottled up really badly in the stretch run. Was able to get clear, had a good trip last time, and pulled away for Hector Berrios. Similar trip, similar result, number 3, Lady Gregory in the 6th.
All right, 6th race, you like the 3 horse, Lady Gregory, 6th race, the 3 at Santa Anita. Don't forget, a full sheet at Santa Anita today for Richie at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Okay, Richie, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
We continue on with our handicappers, the last two up for grabs, as they always are, John Lindo and Jerry Jake, and we'll get to them right after this word. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Saturday night, we'll have a pick six carryover of more than $55,000. And with the new money to be wagered, the total pool could be around $175,000. It's a big Saturday night of racing at Los Alamitos. We're all about the horse players. With a pick six carryover of more than $55,000 at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty. And as I keep telling you folks out there that our handicappers do great work on their sheets, the Linda Report is available here at the South Point each and every day. He has a full sheet for Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita today. 3 full Linda Reports today. All of them are free. Complimentary here at the South Point, and this is the only place in this gaming capital you can get that Linda Report free of charge at the Racebook right here, because they love horse players. As an example of the work that they do, I talked about Jerry J's V-Horse earlier. Yesterday on John Lindo's Linda Report, he had the late pick 5 at he had the coast-to-coast pick 5, those 5 races that combine Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. The coast-to-coast pick 5. It was a $48 layout on the ticket. That won and paid $528.30. That's why our handicappers are some of the best in the world. One of them there in Southern California, John Lindo. Good Derby morning to you, John.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. It's going to be a busy day.
You better believe it, man. Nice score on the coast-to-coaster yesterday.
Yeah, it chalked out a little bit, but still with that 15% takeout and the dollar minimum, you still get an overlay. So we'll take that, and it's seed money for today.
And it wasn't a big ticket either. It was a $48 layout. You had at least one singleton that I know of there.
Yeah, it looked like it might not pay a whole lot. So you kind of structure your ticket depending on what you think the payoff will be. So it worked out okay.
All right, let's get started, John. First of all, I want to ask you about the two derbies, the Florida Derby and the Arkansas Derby, and then we'll get to any other races that you want to.
As far as the Florida Derby goes, I think John Ardoon's on the right track with number 9, Tappan Street, against Sovereignty from the far outside post in a race he does not need the points with a substitute rider. That's a lot. He's a really good horse, and it wouldn't be surprised me if he won, but you take a stand against him today. I think Tappan Street is the must get the points kind of horse here. He's been pointing to this for 2 months. Brad Cox knows what he's doing. He's the right horse for me. Disruptor will be in front of those two horses early, and he's got a lot of ability. We'll find out how good he is stretching out to mile and eighth today.
All right. Then the Disruptor, of course, Rich Eng and Dwayne Carlucci both on that horse, and you and Jonathan are on the 9 Tappan Street in the Florida Derby. And then we get to the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn Park. We'll see if Cornucopian is worth the money they paid for him, I guess.
Yeah, this is the more interesting race to me because we don't know how good Cornucopian is. Every ounce of my handicapping bones tells me you don't play this kind of horse, Ralph. 6 furlongs to a mile and eighth, facing winners for the first time, shipping back and forth from California twice, but he's the best horse. He's a really good horse. He's a half-brother to Garana, so he'll love two turns. Mm-hmm. And from the outside post, they can go, or if somebody wants to go inside him, he'll sit in the clear. Either way, he gets a good trip in here. I don't have any doubt he'll get the distance. It's the lack of seasoning that is the concern. If he wins this today, watch out. And I really do think at the end of the year, this will be Bob Baffert's best 3-year-old. Cornucopia for me in here. It's got to be Publisher, and you have to respect Cole Battle. But he comes off of 2 perfect trips. Maybe you try and beat him today.
All right. And, of course, Baffert is going for his 6th Arkansas Derby win with Cornucopian. Cornucopian, the 9 horse in this 13th race at Oaklawn Park. Now, you did 3 sheets, so I'd imagine that you have selections at all 3 racetracks. But before we get to those 3 picks, I got to ask you if you like any of the other stakes races on those 2 big cards.
Well, one of them will be a play at Oaklawn Park, and that's I'll do that one first. That's the 6th race today, the Matron Stakes. And I really like number 1, Benedetta, in here for Steve Asmussen. 2 really good races at the racetrack. Draws inside, but there's a lot of speed in here, and you've got a 3-5 favorite, Almost Gone Rocket, coming off a layoff. I think she just sits right behind, and with that that seasoning and a little bit of recency edge, 4-1 on the program is a big price, so the Matron Stakes, race number 6 at Oaklawn. I like number 1, Benedetta.
Benedetta with Jose Ortiz aboard in that 6th race at Oaklawn. And I don't want to overshadow the ladies at all. The Fantasy Stakes looks like a wide open event, but Quiet Side it will be at 2-1, Simply Joking at 8-5, and they are the most accomplished to this point for the 3-year-old fillies at Oaklawn.
Yeah, Quiet Side finally got the aggressive ride she needs last time. They put her in the race early, and that was all the difference in the world after she was blocked the entire time the race before. She's a good filly. She's got a reason to move forward today. She'll have to catch Simply Joking, but I think Quiet Side right back will win again today in the Fantasy Stakes.
All right, then we'll get back to Gulfstream Park. 10 stakes races out of the 14 races there, and it looks like the free bingo square of the stakes races seems to be White Abarrio in the Go Sapper. I mean, 1-9 on the morning line. I guess it's an afternoon workout for this one.
It sure looks that way. You know, coming off a win in the Grade 1 Pegasus World Cup, to run in the Grade 3 here when he could have gone to Dubai or something else, kind of a strange placement. It's almost like a no-win situation. If he wins, he's supposed to. And if he doesn't, it kind of hurts his reputation. So I'm thinking that, Safi Joseph is pretty sharp. I'm going to guess this horse is ready to go today.
And again, don't want to overshadow the ladies in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. We have a scratch of number 2 early on. And I haven't got a jockey yet for 5 G's, but that is the 8-5 morning line favorite in that one.
And she's the right filly in here. The Queen's MG is the one to beat, but we were wondering if she would get a mile. She got the mile around 1 turn, but now she's got to prove she can carry it 2 turns, and it's a different game. 5G comes off a really good run, 2 Quiet Side last time in the Honeybee, and she'll be up front. She's got the 2-turn experience, and I just think she's in a really good spot here, 5G, to win the Gulfstream Park Oaks for me.
Well, I'll lobby for Mike Smith, since he's there already at Gulfstream Park, to pick up the mount here in this race on 5G. All right, we'll get your selection now at Gulfstream, and then we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
Okay, real quick before I do the radio pick, The 11th race today at Gulfstream, important scratch. The favorite, number 4, Knight's Bridge, is out. So if you're setting up your rolling bets and everything else, that was a single for me. I'm going to have to go back and look again. But the favorite, number 4, Knight's Bridge, out of the 11th race, the Army Mule Stakes.
Okay, that is an important scratch, and the scratches are coming in for Gulfstream right now. Early post time at 8:30. Your selection at Gulfstream?
5th race today at Gulfstream, a first-time starter, number 6, Mainstream, has really looked good in the morning. He's a big, stout horse. He's got gate speed, and he's drawn outside his main competition. 7-2 on the morning line. I expect this horse to break and go. So that's the 5th race today, number 6, Mainstream, at Gulfstream Park.
All right, 5th race, a maiden race at 7 furlongs, number 6, Mainstream, with Luis Saez. Mainstream, the 6th and the 5th. We'll wrap it up in Southern California, John, and you did 49 races as well this weekend.
Yeah, I know. Let's hope we got some of these right. Let's go to the 6th race today at Santa Anita. Number 4, Overattached, hates the hillside turf course. Back on the flat course sprinting. There's some speed to set her up today. She's going to be overlaid on the board at 8-1 on the morning line. She's going to run a lot better today. So number 4, Overattached, race number 6, Santa Anita.
6th race at Santa Anita. You like the 4, Overattract. And, of course, Rich Ang came earlier with the 3 horse. I got a Scirocco play here, the exacta box of 3, 4, 4, 3, and the 6th. Your play is the 4 horse, however, in that race. The Linda reports. For all of Santa Anita, all of Gulfstream Park, and all of Oaklawn Park are available right now here at the South Point free of charge. Great work, John. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, good luck today.
You got it, my man. Now we go out to Jerry Jakowicz standing by. Lots of races today, Jerry. You've got 10 at Santa Anita. You got 11 at Aqueduct. Good morning.
Yeah, 21 races for a Friday. Yeah. It's a nice day's work.
Do you have a thought at all about either one of the derbies today?
Not really, no.
Okay. Then we'll get right to your picks then, I guess, at Santa Anita and at Aqueduct. We'll start at Aqueduct. By the way,
I don't want to interrupt you, but I do want
to make point again that we gave you a lot of credit for that V horse yesterday on your sheet at Aqueduct. The only V horse that you had on your sheet all day yesterday at Aqueduct won and paid 40-something bucks. So way to go there.
Right. I think I had another one over at Santini that ran second at a huge price too. So
yeah,
it was 2 of them yesterday. So yeah, that's a good reason to pick up the power page. Just find the V's and throw the sheet away if you don't want to spend any time on it. But anyway, we have some great cards today at Aqueduct and Santa Anita. Let's go to the 7th race. My feature play in the 10th race was scratched. That was a legal deal, so I'm calling it an audible.
Okay.
We're going to the 7th. Let me just click over here. Willful Desire is one of an uncoupled entry from Linda Rice. And this actually is the part of the entry that they both got stars, but this part I like actually a little better. It's something if you know me, you know I like horses that are on winning streaks and going up in class. I always feel that that's really a great play.
Okay.
6-1, Willful Desire looks like a great play for me. I like the 10. It's a good win place bet. 10 over the 4, 5, 10, and 12. Reverse 4, 5, 10, and 12 over the 10. Come back, obviously, and hit the old 5 and dime, the 5 and 10, 10 and 5.
All right, but you can't use the 10. If you're going to use them in the first spot, you can't use them in the second spot. So it's the 10 over 4, 5, and 12 in reverse.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, and then another 5.
I meant 11. I'm sorry. 4, 5, 11, and 12. I apologize.
Get your coffee. In the 7th race, again, the 10 over 4, 5, 11, and 12 and reverse. And again, and the 5, 10, 10, 5 again, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and the 10 is the key. All right, let's get to Santa Anita.
That's the Woolworth play. All right, let's go to the 4th race. I'm so glad to be able to make this play for just as an homage to the great Julio Canani.
Okay.
We have Canani, the one horse.
All right.
Looks right to me. I'll take the 1 over the 235, reverse 235 over the 1. And this would be one of my proposition plays where I box the 1-2-3-5 in trifecta. That might be an interesting play, too.
Okay, so in the 4th race, the play is the 1 over 235 and reverse. That's the one. And then you want to box the 1-2-3-5, which is half the field against the other half the field for one of your proposition bets, right?
I would do one play or the other. I mean, I'd either key the one.
Yeah, either or. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Aqueduct with the V's and the stars and the feature plays and all that available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. A big day of racing coming up. So all I can say is one last thing that he's going to say, and go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.